Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin, and we are on the bottom of Samach Tesma Base, three lines from the bottom, in the questions of Rabbah. Boyi Rabbah. Rabbah has a couple of questions. Today we're going to get to a number of them built on each other. Yesterday we had questions about the language of Hakama and Hafara, if you try to do both of them at one time. If you try to say the opposite results, the Kiyum and the Hafara at the same, to the same person. V'chulu, what is the halacha? And that was discussed yesterday in the flow of the Gemara. So now we're up to the next question. Boi Rabba, Samach Tesma Beis. Again, as we keep the march on in this 10th parak, which is all about Hafara Sedarim, and the 11th parak, which we'll get to next week, and that is discusses the types of nedarim that can be hufar, as we discussed already. What the husband can do, is the father also limited, or is the father more expanded than the husband? Okay, here we go. Ba'i Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Kayim lechi hayom mahu. We know the Torah tells us that the father or the husband have one day, biyom shamo, in order to be made for the neder. What happens if the father or the husband says, it is mekuyam to do for you today? Kayim lechei hayom mahu. What? How does that work? Does that work? Mi amrina, do we say kemanda amar la mufar lechi lamachar? We know in other areas of halacha we have the principle of michlal lav atashomea hein, michlal hein atashomea lav. Do you make clear implications from certain statements that were made? So here too, that's the question. If somebody says it's mekuyam today, so do we say it's mufar tomorrow? The assumption of that question is that if he would have said it's mufar tomorrow, pashas, then it would have worked. Meaning, the hafara itself seems like, we'll get to this a little bit later, but the hafara itself doesn't have to take place on that day. It's just that the mechayev, the click, though, the decision of the hafar has to take place that day. But it sounds like that he could decide that it should only start tomorrow. That's what it sounds like from the simple interpretation. But let's see. So the Gemara has these studim. Mi amrina kaman da amar la mufar lechi lamachar. Odilma halo amar lo. Or do we say no? It was not said. Meaning, what's the shaila? It was not said. The question is, not every area of halacha do we say mechlalav atashomayahein, mechlalhein atashomayalav. If the context in halacha is based on an umdana, do we assume that that's what the person means? Then generally, umdanas would be fine and would work, and we would say mechlalav atashomayahein, mechlalhein atashomayalav. But there are areas of halacha where we don't say that. For example, by tnai. By tnai, we have the rules of mishpatei hatnayim. You have to say both. You have to say if this, then that, and if not, then not. Why do you have to say that? You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to say the maisa before the tanai, or the tanai before the maisa, right? Whatever the context is. So why would you have to do that if it's all about umdana? There seems to be a more formal element involved, that there has to be a certain expression, an explicit expression, miftas vasayim, for it to work. That's the question that the Gemara is asking, just like we have it by mishpatei atznayim. Because tanai, as Tosfos says in Maseches Ksubos, that we have mentioned many times, Tosfos in Maseches Ksubos says that all tanaim are chiddushu. Because after all, why should you say any type of words under mina maisa? Right, Tosfos asks, right, Tosfos is a question, Ksubos daf nun vav amud aleph. Tosfos asks, if I make do a maisa on a kedushin, and then I have a problematic element in the kedushin, so the kedushin falls away, so then the maisa sticks? Ask Tosfos, why should that be? If a masa na masa kasa b'torah, right, I get married, I'll manasa, I have no obligations to my wife. So, I'm married and I have the obligations, why don't you say the whole thing falls away? Right, the guy was not interested in being married with all these conditions. The answer is, says Tosfos, because conditions are all a chiddush. Tanai is a chiddush. So therefore, the maisa should work. So if there's any problem in the tanai, so the tanai just falls away. That's Tosfos' important lashon in Ksubos Nun Vav. V'yomari, ilav the yalfinon, mitanai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, had I not had a limud in the Torah for tanaim, hava amina the shum tanai, eina mevatel asamaisa. I would have said there's no tanai that's mevatel. V'yafilu lo yiskayim besof, hamaisa kayim. Even if it wouldn't be between the maisa's kayim, because the maisa is a maisa. V'hashta the yalfinon mehasa, the bahani tanai levatel maisa. But now that I learned that tanai helps, is only going to help under the certain circumstances that Chazal tell us. Amrina the dafka kashe eino masa mashakasabatora. Dumya the bregarabre ruvain, shlohiso mashakasabatora. You have to follow exactly what they did. So therefore, Tznai is not just about umdana, but there is a formal element. And that's why you have to explicate it. So one might have a similar idea here. Hatara, hafara, it's not just about what the husband, what the father, wants, or is nicha, because then you might even wouldn't have said it's automatic. If you have something that's dvarm shebeino leveina, you might say the husband for sure doesn't want this, that it's automatically. You should say like the woman is not allowed to do this, period. But the answer is no. She makes a neder and the husband has to be made for it. But it could be that that hafara has to have explication in it and not just not any implication. Right? And that's what the Rush seems to say as well. If you look at the Rush, the last couple of lines of the Rush, Boy Rabba, Kiem Lechei Yomau, Mi Amrinan Kamanda Amar Mufar Lechei Lomachar Dami, Di'im Lo Kein Amai Amar Hayom. Because after all, why would he say today? If he doesn't mean Mufar tomorrow, why should he say it's Mekuyim today? El Olav, Mi Tura Da Hayom, says the Rush, from the extra word Hayom, Yesh La Daktik, Hayom Yihye Kayam, Ava Lomachar Yihye Mufar, Ve'hitchil Hafara Mehayom. He even says, a little more sharper, it's a sharper formulation than we had earlier. It's not that, oh, he's allowed to have the hafara tomorrow, but it's as if something of the hafara started today. Because after all, it says, biyom shamo. So something has to start today. So the mechanism, the trigger of the hafara started today. The hamaisa hafara is today. So that's why, is that good enough? What do we say? Odilma lo amr mufalechi. What do we say? No, he didn't say it. Ulolam lo namra hafara michla lav imloshe yotzi hafara befiv. We don't say that it works. We don't say that you say michla lav atashomea hein. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Where else, any other halachas that we might find where we see it's a more of a formal issue and process and not just an umdada? So it could be Ladafka, but it could be the Gemara that we're going to have at Hashem in a couple of days. The Gemara Ayin Bezim Abez has a discussion in the Tanoim whether you can be made for Al Yedei Shliach. Reb Yoshia says, and we paskin, that you cannot do it through a Shliach. Reb Yoshia says, Reb Yoshia and Reb Yonasan have a machlokas. Reb Yoshia says, Isha Yikimenu, Vi Isha Yifiranu. Right? The husband has to do it. And Reb Yonasan says, what do you mean? Don't we find in Kalatarakula Shlucho Shalom Kamoso? And what does Reb Yoshia answer back? That's true, but here it's Xeris Akasiv. Elam Shum Xeris Akasiv, we shake right shay for random. That's what we paskin. We paskin you can't do it through a shliach. Why not? Why can't you do a kamanafara through a shliach? The husband will tell his friend, be mafer for me, be make him. What is that, a mitzvah shibagufo? Is that a dover shibagufo that you require? But either way, whatever it is, it seems like something. It's not just about expressing and knowing the das of the husband, but there is a formal action that is required, and that's why you might not be able to have a shliach, and that's why also in our Gemara, you might not say, Michlal lav atashomea hein, Michlal hein atashomea lav. The Rush in the line that we didn't read, the next line that we didn't get up to, has a line which you didn't have to say, and other Rishonim argue on it. What have you said beferish? Kiem hayom mufar lamachar. So Pashas, that for sure would work. That's what we think the implication of the line of our Gemara is. So the Rush says no. It could be if you said that beferish, it would not work. The only reason that the implication might work here is that he says it's mekuyam today, it's mufar when. He doesn't say mufar tomorrow. That's why we're allowed to say the hafara even starts today. But if he says both of them, kiem lechi ayom mufar lamachar, it could be that it doesn't work, because he specifically delays the hafara till tomorrow. And that is not so clear. The Ran assumes that that is also included in the question of the Gemara. So that is not so clear. Either way, that's the first question that we have today in the Boi Rabba. Again, mekuyim hayom, what's the halacha? So now we have an imtim salomar. Imtim Salomar, we know the Kesef Mishnah says in a number of places on the Rambam, whenever you have an Imtim Salomar, that means we generally paskin like that side of the Chumrah. Imtim Salomar, the question is not going to be answered. But if it says an Imtim Salomar, we'll paskin that way, the Chumrah, and that's why, as we'll see, the Rambam paskins the Chumrah in all of these in all of these cases. There are a couple of exceptions, and those are the ones where the Kesef Mishnah has to struggle to explain. So, im tibsa lo mar halo amar lo, if we say, well, the hafar does not work, because he didn't say it beferish, halo amar lo, amar lo, what if he says, mufrele chilumachar? So what if he says, he doesn't say both. He doesn't say, as the Rosh said before, today's Mekuyim Torah, it's Mufar. What if he just says, it's Mufar tomorrow? Mufar lechi lamachar, mahu. Mi amrinan, lamachar lamatzi mefer. Do we say, well, tomorrow's too late? He can't be mefer. Takime lenidre hayom, because he was mekayim it today. Do we say that? Because it was as if he was mekayim it today. Odilma, kivan delo amar la, kiyem lechi hayom. Or do we say, because he didn't say it beferish, it's mekuyim today, ki ka'amar la mufar lechi lamachar me'ayom ka'amar. It means the process should start today. Not that the hafara actually, what if she would violate the nether today? Would she violate? Pasha, she would if he says mufar lamachar. But there's something that starts today that's good enough for it to work. That is the shaila. And this is Arud. It's really it seems like the Gemara shaila, but Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with this. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kuf Mem Dalid deals with this and wonders, can you have a Maisa Hafara one day and a Maisa Hafara the next day and the Chalos Hafara the following day? That's what he says at the end of Chuvis Kuf Mem Dalid. Ben Yizah Shamati Mi Maran Avi Adoni Moriv is the Zakeni. Nistapek, Bafaras Baal Nidre Ishto. Im Amar She Yachul Hafaraso La'achar Shah Im Mahani. If we say that the hafara should be chal after lachar's man. The yesh loma de lomahani. You might say that it does not work. Kivan de bishah she yachul, dahainu lachar shah as kolsa dibure. You might say there's nothing there for it to be chal on. Once he's not made for it today, so it works, and therefore that's it. Imar b'shiachol afaraz lachar shah imani. The yesh lomah d'lomahani. Kiva the b'shiach shiachol haino lachar shah as kol sa dibure ukekushis haran gabe hektish behavi, and he brings a rai, gets into the whole sugya, and the Rebbe Kiva relates it to other issues of la'achar zman, and he says here is worse because by other issues of kiddushin la'achar zman. So you have the ba'en, you have the kesef kiddushin there la'achar zman. You want to sell something la'achar zman. You have the kesef kiddushin. Demad b'kiddushin mahani haini kiddushin kesef obishtar vashtar kayim achar shetisgayer in the case of right, lo bala olam, avo benikra ashtar mikodem lo mahani. But if it's not there, it doesn't work. Vekivan shekein memela hachanami. After be'idon de mefer kfar nadra, mikal makam, kivan de omer de yachol achar shah, lo mahani. Kamo kinyin sudar. Just like the concept of kalsa kinyano. Or like a cow that's in the rishus arabim. That the kinyin is going to be chal achar zman. And it's not in a place where it should work. So that's the Rebbe Kiva Eger's issue. But it's really our issue right here. It's our issue in the Gemara, can you have a chalos la'achar zman? Shlomo Zalman here in the Mincha Shlomo discusses that comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's very into, it seems, he's into everything, but we find elsewhere that he discusses Maisim now and Kinyanim la'achar zman. Some might be familiar with his Safek, and the Har Tzvi also discusses this. What about on Shabbos? We know there's an Issur d'Rabbanan of Kinyanim on Shabbos. Issur d'Rabbanan, we discussed this at the beginning of Ksubis a couple of months ago. The Rabbanan asked Mecca Chomemkar on Shabbos for one of two reasons. Rashi at the end of Mesechas Beit says 2 days. Either it's Gzeir Hashem and Yechtov, or it's a violation of him. So Chafzach of Adaber Davar. So one is allowed to make Kinyanim. What about gifts? Is it only sales? That's a machlokas. In the Rishonim, the Meiri discusses that in the beginning of Subas, whether gifts are a problem. It relates to giving bar mitzvah gifts on Shabbos in the shul, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses gifts for a chasen and kala on Shabbos, Rabbi Kona it after Shabbos. So it's a big discussion. But the question is, what about if there is a chalos on Shabbos? Not a Maisa Kenyan, but a Chalosa Kenyan. So it might be totally on that Chakira. If you say it's a Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, so usually Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, a person only records their transactions when he's involved in it, when the Maisa takes place. He doesn't wait for the Chalos, so maybe there wouldn't be a problem. Mashenkin, if it's a Gzeira, because of Mimso Chefsucha, Vadabar Davar, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, so then one might say even a Chalos is a problem. Right, this is part of the issue of putting up a bid on a website, and the bidding ends midnight on Friday night. Is one allowed to do that? Is that called making a chalos kinyan on Shabbos? That's the first step. Can you retract? Is it a final kinyan? If it is a chalos kinyan on Shabbos, then you have the question, is there a problem of chalos kinyan on Shabbos? Or it comes up when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and you want to sell the chametz to the guy. So do you delay the whole sale, or do you sell everything before Shabbos on Friday, on Erev Pesach, and then only leave out a little bit that the Jew that we need for Shabbos, the rolls, whatever we're going to use on Shabbos morning, but everything else is done earlier. Again, this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's similar question of a Maisa Kinyan done before with the Chalos Kinyan done on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss this in Tim Salomar. If you look in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Mem Vav, and the question is there really a machlokas between them? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mem Vav. Omer la mufar lechi lemachar. If the husband says, right, our shayla, it is mufar tomorrow. What's the halacha? Eino mufar. The Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't work. It's not mufar. Why? Because we have an intip salomar. We're going to have another intip salomar in a minute. That it doesn't work. So we paskin like that intip salomar. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting at the Rambam. Eino mufar. It's not mufar. And then the Ramah adds from the tour, v'yesh omrim dahavekiyum. Some say it's mekuyam. That's the machlokas. Ask the Taz, what is the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you say mufar lechi lemachar, it's not mufar, and the Ramah adds, v'yesh omrim, that it's mekuyam. What do you mean? If he wasn't made for it, isn't that mekuyam? Says the Taz, hainu kamoha imtipsi lomar shezacharnu, and the divrei Ramah temu imaod. I know what the Rama is talking about, says the Taz. Dalo gam de arishona sfirulei. Kach. Even the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Taha de kasav eno mufar ain't pirusho she yachola kapadim od lahafer hayom. Bepam acheres. When he says eno mufar, it doesn't mean it's not mufar yet and you can't be mayfair. Tabahed yamrinim begemara. Imtim salomar. What is the next line of the Gemara as we're about to read? Beth Hashem say, kivan de kime hayom. Keman de isadami. So afar is not going to work. Imkain b'may palak ayish omrim shehu atur aladei arishona shehu dasa rambam v'kakas v'beis yosef v'hedi v'shem rambam d'bekul v'avikiyam v'nireh d'lo dok bazeh. It appears that the Ramah wasn't medaktik because the Ramah is not adding anything to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it's not mufar, which v'meila means it is mekuyam. And the Ramah says, oh, it's mekuyam. So the Taz says, lo dok. In his classic style, both in content and in language, the Shachir, the Nekudas HaKasef, says on the Taz, Hulo duck, Virav duck etev. No, Taz, you aren't duck. You aren't medaktik. Ramah was very medaktik. De im kain. Because if you look in the Rambam himself sometimes uses the Lashon of Mekuyim and sometimes just says, Eino mufar. Here the Rambam only says Eino mufar. Dimkein havli la Rambam lomar gamkein. Armar la mufar lechi lemachar havikiyum. Kidakasa bereisha. Like he said in the earlier line. Elavadai diyek mitakamar vishas. Mi amrina lemachar lomatsi mefer. Amai boy lemachar lomatsi mefer. Ha yavikiyem afilu mi alamatsi mefer. Why does the Argamara say, since he was kaye, maybe it's mufar from tomorrow, so therefore he can't do anything? No, just say it's mufar from today. Miyamrina and Vachulah, he continues, he comes up with a nafgamina. Ela vadai haki pirusha, de vadai, yibay la mefer la miyad, la akar sha'amar la mufer lechi la machar, matzi mefer. Wow, machlokas, taz and shach. Machlokas, after he says mufer la machar, can he then say mufer hayom? The Taz says no. And the Taz thinks everybody says that, because that's what the Gemara says in the next line. Says the shach, no, in the Nekudas HaKesef. No, after you say mufar lechi lemachar, that's not a hafara, but that's not called a hakama. And therefore the shach says, nehita mufar lechi lemachar lo ave hafara, kiyum nami lo ave. It's also not a kiyum. Eladmi boy lei matzer mefer la lemachar. The question is, can he do it? Mi amrinon lo matzi mefer la dakimi lenidre hayom. The question of the Gemara is, can you mefer tomorrow? Do you say because you were mekayim today, klomar? Doesn't mean that you were mekayim today. It means lo hefer lo hayom. V'im kain kiyem ta mufer lechi lemachar kamar. O dilma ki kamar la mufer lechi lemachar mehayom kamar. V'im kain are hefer lo meyasmo. V'ayin et kamar baser achi v'im tim salomar. Kivet tekim hayom lemachar kamandi isa dami. V'lo kamar kivet tekimu hayom. Sula matzi mefer. Zeh borer das harambam v'chemash v'yoser l'ma'ayin b'rambam sofer chaznadarim. The Daito Nechona. So the Shach and the Taz argue about our case Do we say he still has the power to be made for it later in the day? Okay, let's continue. So we have question number one for the day. If you say it's Mekuyam today, what does that mean? And we say, if we say that doesn't work for a hafara, well, what if he says it's moved for tomorrow? Does that work? Next. V'yim tim salam, our fifth line. V'yim tim salam, our afilu hafi. Kivan de kimu hayom, lomacher kamande isi dami. Since we say kivan de kimu hayom, that's the lashon the Taz liked. Kivan de kimu hayom, that's what it translates to. And the Shach reread that. Since he was Mekayim today. Lomacher kamande isi dami, tomorrow it's as if he has the nether and therefore it's too late. Kiyem lechi shama. What if he says, it's Mekuyim to you for an hour? For the next hour, it's Mekuyim. What do we say then? Mi amrinon kamanda omar la mufer lechi la'achar shadami. Do we say, well, it's kiyem for an hour, but it's mufer in 2 hours? Do we say that? Because he didn't have a full day where he said that. O dilma halo omar la. Or again, we say, no, he didn't say that. Lo omar la. And therefore, the kiyem lasts. Im tibs alomar halo amala, next shayla. What if he says, if we say halo amala, and therefore the kiyem continues, mihu amala mai. Right? Halo amala, what if he said it? Right? What if he didn't say it, fine. What if he said it? It's mekuyam for an hour, and it's mufar in 2 hours. Mi amrina kiva the kimu kimu. Do we say, kiyum spreads and expands? Once you're mekayim it, it doesn't matter even if it's for a minute. Sometimes when you say something, even if you don't want it to expand and you didn't mean it, it expands automatically. If I'm a kabbal naziris for a week, I'm a nazir for a month. Doesn't matter what I wanted. I am a nazir for a month. Right? The Gemara in first bracket kedushin. If you're mekadesh, an isha with half of you, chatzai mekudeshesli, we say you're married to that woman. Or the different lashon. I'm not going to get into the details of the halves. Half a man, half a woman. But in certain cases, we say it spreads. Just like if you're makadish maktish. If you're maktish an animal, an aver, shanashabatuliyabo. The whole animal is kadosh. What do you mean? You only focus on one? Sometimes things expand automatically. So to hear. Maybe if you do kiyam for an hour, it's kiyam for the whole day. Odilma, no. Or do we say, kivan de kule yoma bar kapar hakama ubar hafarahi? Do we say, since the whole day is a day of hakama and hafara, ki amar mufer lechi la'achar sha mahani, it would work after la'achar sha. So the Gemara at least tries to answer the last one. Tashma, at least the last one, is going to be suggested. Hareini nazira v'shama baila v'amar v'ani. A woman says, I am a nazira. Right, it's a famous question. Could a woman be a nazir? The answer is yes. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Ish o isha. The parsha of nazira starts off. Ish o isha. The Mishnayos and naziras talk about Hilni Amalka. She was a nazira for 7 years in Chutz Laaretz. She came to Eretz Yisrael. Machlokas, whether she had to start again or not. So her nazira, a woman promises to be a nazir. A nazira. Vishama by a love Amarvani. And the husband hears about it and says, and me too. I'm like her. So what is that considered? Ein yachol lahafer. The Mishnah says he can no longer be mefer. That acceptance of and me means we interpreted that he wants to also be a nazir, just like her, but she's a nazir. That is a hakama. Says the Gemara v'yamai, why do we automatically say that that's an official hakama? Name of va'ani de'amarhu al nafshe de'havi nazir. Why don't we say the v'ani is talking about himself, that he wants to be a nazir? Aval hareini nazira dila de'shah achas kaima. But he only wants her to be a nazir for the moment, so that his naziras has like to be chalon, but maybe later, he doesn't want her to be a nazira. Li'achar shah, iboy lefer, and after an hour, let him be made for amayin yochala hafer. Why can't he be made for later on? Maybe he was only connecting it for the first moment. Lav mishum, isn't it because, dekiva, dekimo, kimo. Why don't we say because he was mekayimit for an hour, that automatically becomes the whole day. And you can't undo it, even if it was only for an hour. Says the Gemara, lo, kasavar, kol va'ani, kemanda amar, if it was just an hour, then maybe it would be able to do it, to switch it later. If he says it's mekuyam for an hour, but here he didn't say that, he just said va'ani. So va'ani, we assume the umdana is, he wants to be like her. And he's not getting rid of any of her state. Kol v'ani is as if he said, ki'im lichila olam dami. He wants it to be with her for forever, and that's why the question goes unanswered. The Nidrin Zeruzin here, just bothered by the Havamina, who says Nazirus is comparable to a regular case of Neder? As I just said, right, Nazirus always expands. Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So if the Nazirus always expands, so you might not say that the same rules apply to Nedarim. That the, how can you even suggest that? So the Ar Samech says that Kufa might be the answer of the Gemara. The Ar Samech in Nechus Nedarim, Perak Yud Beis, says exactly maybe what the Gemara is answering. If somebody says Va'ani by Nazirus, it's like forever, because Nazirus is different. That exactly might be what is going on. That's a major issue that Beth Hashem will have to talk about when we get to Mesechas Nazir. Mesechas Nazir is a Neder, but there are unique halachas, obviously, of Nazirus, even in its identity as a Neder. This is one of them. By most Nedarim, it doesn't automatically expand. And here, it expands, and therefore, there can be differences in halacha. As we said before, the psak of all these intents alomars is lechumra according to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, halacha chavbeis of Nedarim, Omar lebito, o leishto, kiyim lech, kiyim lech. V'nishal ala kama rishona. That we already had elsewhere. But that's the we had yesterday. Let's go to the ones from today. After we close all the ones from yesterday. Omar la kiyim lech hayom. If he says mekuyim today, it's mekuyim forever. Amar la mufar lech lamachar, eino mufar. If he says mufar tomorrow, doesn't work. Shari ki muhayom, lamachar yachol hafer. Amar la kiyim lech shah achas, v'aver hayom v'lo hafer, harei ze kiyim. Vein omrim, shezekim isha amar la harei mufar lech la'achar shah. You don't say that. Shari lo hotzi hafara mipiv. Because he didn't say it in his mouth. Even though it sounds that way, it's not good enough. Amar la kiyim lech isha achas ukisha avra hasha amar la mufar lech. If he says it's mekuyam, and then after an hour he says mufar, hareza safik. That's the safik. Why is that a safik? Because that's not in an intim salomar. That's just the last question. The last question is unanswered. That's what the Rambam passes. That case is a suffix. Beautiful. Lefichach asura benidra v'mavra al nidra ein aloka. That last case is going to be a bayda lo ifshita, and therefore it is left in that state. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Vazag Rabbeinu debekulu havikiyum bar mi bas raisa tavi suffix ulatayme azil shedarko lifso kedivrei haimtim salomar. That is the Rambam. If you look here in the Rush, he sounds like that he paskins lechumra only mi suffix. Not mivadai. But only misafik, you would say, you don't know what to do. So misafik, you're going to be machmir. Right, a big nafkamina. The nafkamina, the Bach says, the nafkamina is bizban bezdin for malchus. The Rambam would say you get malchus for these intim salomars. While the Rush would say you would not get malchus. The carbon nisanel here is bothered. He thinks there's even a nafkamina bizban hazeh. The carbon nisanel here in Os Yud, he quotes this Rush. And who says the Rush is not in the on the pirush of the Rush, but it's in the psakim of the Rush in the back, the last four words of the Rush in this discussion. V'lo efshita v'azlinan lechumra, v'azlinan lechumra. The Rush says pirashti denafkamina leinyan im kidesh isha almanas she'ein aleha nedarim. What happens if a man is mekadesh a woman almanas she doesn't have nedarim v'nimtz aleha neder zeh, and then it ends up she has this neder that the father or the husband used one of these lashonos. Im amrina shekiyem nidra. If you say like the Rambam that it works, it's mekuyam totally. Say in mekudeshes, they're not married because he was mekayim. It's a vade neder. They're vade not married. V'im safeku, but if it's only lechumra, so then mekudeshes be safek. Maybe this isn't. Maybe it's not a neder. V'loka habach. No, we have a nafkamina. Even today, whether it's a vadai or a safek, that's the carbon asanel on the bottom of the piskei harush. Good. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, the language that we discussed 2 days ago regarding the father versus the husband. Meis habaav, in the situation of Erisin, Mesa Avlonis Rakna Rishus Labal. If the father dies, we don't say that the Baal then takes over and it's as if it's a case of Nisuin and the husband has full rights. We don't say that. Remember, we had the Brisa with like the five or six different permutations of when things happened. But it was explaining this Mishnah. If the father dies, then the reshus does not go back to the husband totally. He does not have exclusive rights. Meis habal nisrokin, the reshus la'av. But if the baal dies, it is nisrokin. And we discuss what exactly is the case that occurs. Bazeh yafek koach av mikoach habal. And in this regard, the koach of the av is stronger than the koach of the baal. As we said, the language of the Ritva in the beginning of the perek, where the Ritva says the av is the main player, and the husband is just a sniff. A sniff is really nisuin is the ikar kniso l'reshuso, but that's what the Ritva says, that the Torah is mechadesh, that the husband also has a tafel right. So in this regard, the koach of the av is stronger than the koach of the baal. B'davar acher yafa koach av mikoach av. But in another halachic element, the baal is stronger. In what way? Shabal mefer bebeger v'av eino mefer bebeger. The husband has a right to be mefer even when his wife is a bogeres. Unlike the father, whose rights finish at Bagris. It's only Ktana and Nara. Ktana's not making really a nether, except towards the end. A father cannot be Mefer Beveger, only Benaris. The Karban Asanel again, second Karban Asanel. This is the Karban Asanel to the next parak. And Parak Yudalev asks a question that other Achronim also ask. And that is, the Mishnah emphasizes, in this regard, the father is stronger than the husband. That in regarding the halacha of Nisrokna. But 1 minute, according to the Rambam, there's another halacha. According to the Rambam, as we mentioned twice already, the father can be made for all nedarim, while the husband can only be made for nedarim ne'enolaveina, or nedarim she'ishba minu nefesh, the first Mishnah in the next parak. So, isn't the Mishnah against the Rambam? The Mishnah sounds like this is the only difference. Bazeh yafekoach. That's the kasha of the Karban Asanel. Answers of Shlomo Zalman. Here in the Mincha Shlomo, maybe here we're talking about in the context of Nara Hamarasa. In the context of Nara Marasa, remember as we said from the Meiri, even the Rambam would agree that when she is an Nara Marasa, the father doesn't have more rights than the husband. Because how is that going to work? You need a partnership here. If the husband can't be Mefer Nidarim outside of the two he can be Mefer, then what, the father can exclusively? Gets a little confusing. So the Meiri says even the Rambam would agree that the father has those rights before Erisin, and maybe even after, if there's death or divorce. Maybe it goes back to that. But during Erisin, he doesn't. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. We're talking about within the world of Nara Hamaorasa, Bazeh Yafekoach. That's where Shlomo Zalman here to answer the question of the Karban Asano. Or the Chashuki Chemed has another suggestion that he quotes this question from the Achronim on the Rambam. He says, Ulai Efshel Yashev, Hatana Mona Rak Dvarim Shayashayach Sheyin Hagu Bishnehem. The Tana is only listing off items that there's a Havamina should apply to both, and it doesn't, and that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush, doesn't apply to both. And it still only applies to one of them. Could go to Nisrokna. Nisrokna could apply to both. If one dies, the other one gets full jurisdiction and full exclusive rights. So that's Shayach to apply to both. It only applies to one. That shows power. But if you have a halacha that it only, logically, it should only apply to one and not to the other one. So then that's not, doesn't show a strength of one. That's just a difference. That's not a strength. That's not a weakness, an inferiority of the husband. You don't have that concept. Special, unique issues between the relationship. You don't have that between the father and the daughter. A father-daughter relationship shouldn't be looked at in that way. It's not something, it is personal, but it is not loving, it is not physical in that way. So, Dvarim Shevinolaveina is specifically a husband and wife issue, not a father-daughter issue. Sharak bein ish l'ishto shayach shetidur negdo. Uke goin shol tichol l'diskashi, not putting on makeup, o sheta'an anavsha, or make yourself suffer. Be'elu advar ma'ishi yichol l'kantar baila. That's something that with a woman can make it difficult on the husband's life. He's worried about her. Okay, he's always worried about her. The koach is equal to both. It's just that the baal is hufra, has a hafra'ah from two things, and the father only has a hafra'ah from one thing. Okay, but it's a different type of relationship, and that's why it is not a reflection of a of a weakness. That is the chashuk echemet. And we have this in many areas, just to emphasize. The pasuk says in the Chumash, you don't even need the chashuk echemet. The chashuk echemet tells us, but the pasuk says in Bereishis, emphasizing this difference. What does the pasuk say? Al kein yazov ish esaviv esimo. A man leaves his parents. That's not just talking about physical, but the relationship. The relationship, it's a relationship that is temporary in a certain sense. The intensity of the relationship is temporary because the ultimate goal of a person, a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into the Bria, is to have his closest relationship with his wife, with her spouse. Right? Akin Yazov Ishizav Vesimo, Vidavak Bishto. Dveikus. There's no dveikus with parents. There's kibud av aim. But there's dveikus with a spouse. V'dabak be'ishto, and of course, v'hayu l'basar echad. And they shall be for one flesh, as we always like to quote the Machlokas Rashi and Ramban. What does it mean, v'dayu l'basar echad? Rashi said that means the child. That's where the flesh of the mother and the father come together. V'hayu l'basar echad, havla no tzara yidei shneihem. Visham naaseh b'sarim echad, and the Ramban does not like that, because he feels that the pasuk here is telling us something unique about human beings. And even animals have vlados, have offspring that come from both the male and the female. So v'im b'zetam, kigama v'im v'achaya, yu l'basar echad b'vladosehem. V'hanachon pe'enai, says the Ramban at the end of Perek Beis and Bereishis. No, what does it mean? It means dveikus, like the pasuk says. It means a relationship. There's no relationship. They had a relationship on so many levels. They would have a desire to be with each other. Imo. Kasher haya ze ba'adam husam b'tivo. Told Osav Lios Hazacharim Dveikim Minishosayim Ozven Es Avim Vesimam Vechulo. That's Basar Echad. The fact that they're together in the relationship, says the Ramban. But that's unique. That's a husband-wife relationship. That's not a father-daughter relationship. And therefore, says the Chashuk Yechemet here, it is not something that is a weakness. The fact that the father can be mefer more in a darm. It's true. It's a difference in halacha, but it is not a weakness. Okay, that's the first. Part of the Mishnah was the halacha of Nisrokna. The second part of the Mishnah was the Bagrus issue, that the husband can be made for even Bagrus and not the father. Why is that? Why could the father even be made for, the husband be made for even Bagrus? So the Bafarish here quotes the Gemara that comes up next week of Kol Hanoderes, Aldas Bailehi Noderes. And therefore, even in a state of Bagrus, she is Noderes with her husband in mind, and therefore there's no limit of Narus and Bagrus. The Mefarish, though, then adds a line. Why is she Noderes Aldas Baila Shema Achila? Because the husband supplies her and takes care of her and gives her Parnasa. Hoel Bahavi Chayeb in Mizonoseha Ki Noderes Yachola Haferla. Since he is obligated in her Mizonos, so she was always focusing on him, so that he always has the power to uproot it. Because when someone gives us mizonos, so then our eyes are always looking towards that. The Sharon Messiah of Halacha here says this Gemara reminds us of another Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Vav, where the Gemara tells us, beautiful, that the Talmidim asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, unbelievable, Tab of Ayin Vav and Aleph, Shalom Talmidim as Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Mipnei Malo Yared Lohem Li Yisrael, Man Pamachas Pashana. Wouldn't it have been easier by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the mon fall once a year? Every single day the mon fell? You know how many packages that was? Right? 2 million people, 2 million packages, 4 million, how much? 2 meals a day. How many packages fell every single day? Just let it fall once and they'll collect it and the nace would be that it wouldn't spoil. So why the mon fall every day? Amar Lamzer, Hashem Yechai answers, Emshal Lechem Mashal, I'll give you a Mashal. L'mad Avedom El-Melech Basar Vadam, Sheish Lo Ben Echad. A king, a human king that has a son. Pasuk lo mazonosa pamachas bashana. He gives him an allowance. Once a year, lohay makla pnei aviv ala pamachas bashana. So he only comes to visit his father once a year to get the allowance. But, amaru pasag mizonosa b'chol yom. What if he says, son, I'm only giving you enough for today? Today. You want tomorrow? You gotta come back tomorrow. Vayamakla pnei aviv kol yom. Kol yom. So he would go see his father every day then. Af Yisrael Nami, so to Hashem desires the relationship with us. Misha Yeshlo Arba'a V'chamisha Banim. Somebody has a bunch of kids in the Midbar. Hayadoeg V'omer. Every day, there'd be no snack in the cupboard every night. So every day they would say, oy vey, maybe the money won't come fall down tomorrow, and we're all going to die. L'machar, v'nimsu kula mesa barav. Nimsu, every day, B'nai Yisrael are looking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimsu kula machavin eslibam avim shabash shamayim. Beautiful, we're all machavin their hearts to Hashem. That's exactly what the Mefarish is saying here. Because the husband supports and is the Farnes, the wife, so that's why she is always focused on him, and she is always kol noderes al das baila he noderes. The Gemara also says in Shabbos and Daf Mem Vav that there's not a muksa if a woman is mad or something. There's no muksa on Shabbos. There's no muksa because she assumes that the husband's going to be made for it kol noderes, and there's no she does not moksa it from her das. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? The Ron says, this question doesn't really mean what's the reason, but why is there a difference between the father and the husband in terms of Nisrokna, to Amar Kra, Binu Reha, Besaviha, in her state of Naras, in the house of her father? So you see there's something about the house of the father, even without the father. Says the Ron, Mashma Avagav de Lese La'av, Akati Ise, Base Aviha. You could have Base Aviha, even without the father there. That's why we'd say, we don't say the Rishus goes back to the Baal like we say to the Av. Says the Gemara, Mesa Baal, Nesuk Rishus La'av Minalan. So that's why, I'm sorry, I might have misformulated before. The first line of the Gemara is emphasizing to us why we don't say Nisrokna to the husband. Because the father's still around, even if he's not around. Even if he dies, there's still a base avia, so it doesn't go exclusively to the husband. Now we're saying the opposite. Why do we say, how do we know that if the husband dies, it does go exclusively back to the father? Nisoka Rishus La'av Minalan. Why don't we say, as the Rush says here, once it left, maybe it left permanently. Davi Mistava Lameimar, bottom line of the Rush. Kivan Sheyatza Me Rishuso Shah Achas. It should never go back. So Amar Rabba, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabba, to Amar Krav, im hayosi hiela ish, unadareha aleha. Two Lashonos of Havaya. If she was to a man, and her Nadarma on her, makish, kodme, Havaya Shnia, lakodme, Havaya Rishona. We compare before the first Kiddushin, which is before she ever got married, to before the second Kiddushin, right? Meaning, now, after the first Eris and Anne, she's back in her father's Rishus before she would get married again. So we compare. Ma kol mi avaya rishona ha'av mefer l'chudei, just like before she ever has Eris and done in her life, the father has exclusive rights. Av mefer l'chudei, av kol mi avaya shniya, av mefer l'chudei. So too, before the havaya shniya, the av is mefer l'chudei. So it sounds like it goes back to that original state. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Nedarim asks from this Gemara on those shitos that say that according to the Rambam, that the father can be made for everything. After it comes back to him, could he now be made for everything? Even though Bishaito, during the Erisin, it was limited to the types of Nadarm that the husband can annul. So it sounds like from this Gemara that you go back to what the original state was, which is all. So says the Gemara, Ema, maybe we'll limit this power. Ema hani mili bin Nadarm shalo niru la'aris. Maybe this only applies to Nadarim that were not made in the state of Erisin. Maybe another that the woman makes after Erisin, when she's back in her father's Rishus. That's what the father could be Mefer. Avo ben Nadarim shen niru la'aris lo matzi Mefer av. But maybe the Nadarim that took place during Erisin, maybe the father does not gain back the exclusive rights. Says the Gemara, no. Ibn Nadarim shel Nira la'aris mi binurei be'savia nafka. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that Nadarim that she only makes now after the Erisin is done, the father could do. Of course he could do that. You wouldn't need the pasuk for that. The pasuk must be telling me something new. Good. Next line of the Mishnah. Bazei yofa koach ha'av mikoach ha'bal. V'chulu. The koach of the father is stronger than the Baal in the first regard, but the Chulu, the next one is going on to the Chulu. In the second regard, the Baal is stronger because the father can only be made for Benaris, and the husband can be made for even by a Bulgaris. Rav Schechter likes to one of his questions. Well, what are the following words? Ogaris, Bogaris, and Grogaris. three different ideas in Shas. Bogeris, we know that's the famous one. Bogeris is the age of a girl once she becomes 12 and a half. What's Grogeris? That's the shear of carrying on Shabbos. Grogeris, the shear of food, the shear of anything has to be the size of a Grogeris to be chaya for Hotza on Shabbos. What's Ogeris? That's the least known one. That's a Gemara in Chulin, a Daf Yud Zayin. That's a Psul Shchita. If the knife has a nick in both directions, that's called Ogeris. So Ogeris, Bogeris, and Grogeris. Okay. Heichidami. Says the Gemara, what's the case that the husband can be mefer even when she is a bogeres? Ilema shekidsha kishehi nara ubagra. If you say the kiddushin took place when she was a nara, and then she became a bogeres during that state. So michti, one second. Misa motziata ubagris motziata mirushus av. Let's read it with the Bach. Misa motziata mirushus av. Ubagris motzia mirushus av. Misa removes her from the state of the father, and Bagris removes her. So ma misa lo nisrokla rishus labal. If the father dies, the Baal doesn't get complete rishus. Av Bagris lo nisrokla rishus labal. So too, by Bagris, the rishus shouldn't be exclusively of the husband, so the husband should not have rights now to be made for exclusively in that regard. The Nidri's Ruzin wonders here, why can't you say Bagris is stronger? Right? Doesn't, right, the Gemara compares and says they have to be parallel. Who says? Maybe Bagris is an even a stronger Hotza, and even though Misa does not send it fully to the husband, maybe Bagris would send it fully. So it seems like he says that the Gemara has said they have to be compared. They have to be compared. It can never be stronger one more than the other. So Ella, back to the Gemara. What must be the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Kishakitshak Shibogaris. When the Kiddushin took place, she was already a Bogaris. And that's when the father was already out of the picture. Says the Gemara, Hatanina Chadazimna, but we already know that then. What the Mishnah is telling me here, that a husband could be made for the Nadarim of an older a wife, when she's older than 12 and a half when they got married? Of course, the Mishnah says, later on in a couple of days, HaBogeres HaShasa Yudbeis Chodesh. A Bogeres that waited 12 months between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, right away then the husband could be made for the Nadarim. Before we relate back to this question, the Gemara just clarifies what that Mishnah means. Hagufa Kasha. The Mishnah itself is difficult. Amart HaBogeres HaShasa Shneimasar Chodesh. A Bogeres that waited 12 months, because we know they used to have 12 months between Kiddushin and Nisuin before each of them then had to consummate and come into the marriage. But Bogeres, Lamalich Neymasar Chodesh, Bogeres Balamid Yom Sagila. We'll talk about this more about Hashem then. But a Bogeres only gets 30 days. Bogeres doesn't get 12 months. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Tni Bogeres Visha Shasa Yud Beis Chodesh. It means two cases, a Bogeres, comma, and one that waited 12 months. So that helps explain the Mishnah. But Mikol Makom Kasha, back to the question. Right, well, how can you say that that's the case of our Mishnah, teaching me that a husband could be made for the Nadarim of a Bogeres? That's obvious. We know that from the Mishnah later on. So Yibayis Ema, Hacha Dafka. So you're right. One is Iker, one is Tafel. Maybe our Mishnah is the Iker one, Dafka, U Bogeres. Ktani Yasem, but over there, you know why he says Bogeres? Mishum Deboy, Ifliguge, Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan. Because there is a fascinating machlokas there between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, which we're going to have to talk about. Be'ezus Hashem, and that's the chiddush there. That's why he repeats it there. What's the machlokas about? Do we say we know there is, as we said, higiyas man velonisu? If the 12 months comes and they're not married, so then if somebody is ba'ones, then there's an ones. That's the first daf in Maseches Ksubis. But if there's no ones, so certain halachos of nisuin kick in at that moment, even though they're not actually married. Certain halachos of nisuin kick in. So the question is, which halachas? Mizonos. So is that just betoras knas, that some of those halachas kick in? Or did Chazal institute a quasi-type of ishus on that level? And the fact that one of the Tanoim over there says that hafaras nedarim starts after higiyas man velo nisu, that already might be an important litmus test that there's really a semi-marriage that kicks in at that time. Right? That's what the discussion of the Tanan there. The Machlokas or Belazar and the Rabbanan, that's the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis on top. Hov Abal Achai B'Mazonoseha, Yafre, can be made for the Nadarim already. V'chamomim Ein Abal Mefer, Achetikon, it's the Rosh Huso. So we'll have to talk about that more, B'ed Hashem, then. So that's the first suggestion, that our Mishnah is Bedafka, and that Mishnah is just telling me the Eret Chiddush of the Machlokas Tanan. Ibayis Ema, Bogeres Dafka. Or do we say no? That Mishnah later on is the Iker one. Our Mishnah, The Aidi to Nasev Reisha Bazeh Nasev Seifa Nami Bazeh. Since the Reisha said the power, the Zeh, in this regard, the father is stronger than the husband, so the Mishnah wanted to say the other one, how the husband is stronger than the father in a certain halacha. Not that there's a chiddush, but we're comparing once you say this power, so we say the other power as well. So this is the Mishnah. There's one point I forgot to mention earlier that I wanted to get back to. We mentioned that there's no shlichus when it comes to hafara and hakama. There's no shlichus. This is a discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has in the end of the mitzvah of Hafaras Adarim, at the end of mitzvah Tavav. He says there's no shlichus when it comes to Hafaras Adarim. What about a t'nai? Right? We know the principle that we discussed. Kol milsa d'lesa b'shlichus d'lesa b'tnai. They always go together. And we discussed it even earlier in this Masechta, that maybe Nazirus Shimshon is a problem. Because the whole reason that you can make a Nazirus, right, what was Tosa's question in Nazir Daf Yud Aleph? How can you make a Nazirus al Tanai? You can't do Nazirus through a Shliach. And Tosa says, yes, yes, you can. The Karbanus of a Nazirus you can do through a Shliach, so that's good enough. But Nazirus Shimshon doesn't have Karbanus. So, that's a problem. So, that's what the Menchas Chinuch deals with here in the end of Mitzvah Tavav. Can you do a Faris Adarim al Tanai? Because you can't do it through a Shliach. That's a problem. So he says maybe it's based on an idea of a number of the Achronim. That principle, only applies by actions. But by words, it would apply even if it is lessa b'shlichus, you would still say it is okay b'tznai. That is what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. Afshi yefshalakayim adei shliach mikomachom kivin davi dibur moel hatznai afbi yefshalakayim adei shliach kamosha kasav nakama pa'amim, as I wrote earlier if you look. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll get back to that discussion of shlichus in a couple of days when we discuss more about that halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.